This is Dave Gloetz. Welcome to another in a series of my interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on politics and government for the Chicago Reader and who's on the phone with me now. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thank you, David.
Today we're talking about your article that appeared in the Chicago Reader on June 16th, 2011, that's titled, Uptown Turns Down a TIF Deal for the Moment. And this article talks about a tax increment financing district in Uptown in which citizens disapproved of a development posed by a developer. Let's jump right into it. You say that former Alderman Helen Schiller supported creation of this TIF district, which is called the Montrose-Clarendon TIF district, because $6 million would go to renovation of a field house in a nearby park, Clarendon Park, and the TIF district would divert property tax dollars that would have gone to the park district, presumably. Do we know how much the park district would lose because of this particular TIF district?
No, we don't know. I could explain that, which would require a descent into the netherworld of TIF financing.
I've got my gloves on, so that's fine.
All right. Well, basically, when a TIF district is created, there is the budget, which is the amount that they're permitted to spend, and then there's the total haul, which is all the money that will be diverted over the course of the 24-year life of the TIF.
Because of the increment that they're collecting.
That's correct. That's the diversion. That's what the parks and the schools and the county send over, give up, if you will.
Right.
The TIF district, they divert, the money's diverted. So the taxpayer pays that money thinking, foolish taxpayer, that he or she is paying it to the schools, parks, and county, when in fact it's being diverted to the TIF fund, one of the great scams of all time, and I applaud the city for thinking it up and for perpetuating it for all these years and avoiding jail time.
Plus, it's kind of job security for you.
Yes, it's job security for me, because what else would I write about?
Schools.
Schools. Anyway, so I don't know how much that diversion will be over the course of 24 years. Oh, I don't have the documents in front of me, but my memory tells me they're budgeted to spend $60 million. But, of course, more money could be diverted than what they're budgeted. That happens all the time.
You mean that the district is budgeted to spend $60 million?
The TIF district, yes. How much the total diversion is, I do not know. If you really wanted to defend the way we do TIFs in the city, you could argue that the park district is getting ahead.
That's one of the things I'm wondering about. So imagine for a moment that this TIF district didn't exist.
Yeah.
And the community or the aldermen or both wanted to have the Clarendon Park field house renovated. So the way that that, I imagine, might normally go is that the park district, when it does its budgeting for the year, would put that in its budget.
Yeah, you budget it. The amount of money that you're going to borrow the park district for capital projects like fixing up a field house that you pay off over the course of the year. You know, I don't know how long you have out to pay back your bonds, maybe 10 years, 15 years, I really don't know.
So that's normally how it worked. But in this case, former Alderman Schiller supported the creation of the TIF district, so $6 million could be devoted to the renovation of the field house. And I'm wondering if somehow she thought that that was a more expeditious way to get the field house renovated than trying to work through the park district in their budgeting process.
Well, again, if she thought that, I think it's a short-sighted thinking, because you have to take the next step and take a look at the fact that in order to get the $6 million to fix the field house, the city of Chicago has to spend another $44 million subsidizing this development that the folks don't even want. I mean, if we borrowed the money from gangsters, we wouldn't rent. Again, you know, I put the line in here, Dave. I don't know in what universe this makes sense. I mean, to spend $50 million in order to spend $6 million renovating a park is utterly absurd. And I got to believe that, oh gosh, just saying this makes me sound naive, so I shouldn't even say it, that Mayor Emanuel, Mr. TIF reformer himself, stop laughing, Dave, will put a halt to this.
He's got a committee looking into it.
Yeah, he's got a committee looking into it. But no, it's utterly absurd to think that this is sound fiscal policy to commit $44 million to a project that folks don't even want in order to spend $6 million fixing up a field house.
Well, now that this bigger development has been shot down by the community, is there any reason for the field house renovation not to proceed?
That's the joke of it. I mean, if they truly need the field house renovated, they should renovate the field house. I used to have this argument with Helen Schiller about the Olympics. I remember having this argument with her 2 years ago. I would be saying, Alderman, in due respect, you're endorsing this Olympics. At the same time, we actually, ironically, we were talking about the Clarendon field house because I had been playing basketball there. I go, this field house really needs help. So why are we diverting more money to the Olympics? She goes, well, because when we divert more money to the Olympics, we'll have money for the Clarion House Fieldhouse. So this has sort of been the logic of the city for the last 10 years. Like, you commit millions of dollars to these big ticket items that really have no impact on improving anybody's life. They just cost a lot of money in the hope that a few coins get scattered for projects that really do have an impact on people's lives. Sort of how we do things in Chicago there.
There is a second part of your article in which you write about a possible legislative attempt to reportedly extend tax breaks for Sears in Hoffman Estates. And reading that reminded me of recent news that we've sort of joked about, that CME Group, owners of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board of Trade, has threatened to move its operations out of Illinois because of the recent corporate tax increase and what the CME Group considers an unfavorable tax climate. And I just want to say in context, as you well know, this is after the City Council approved a landmark designation for the Board of Trade building in 2004, which reportedly would lower the company's property taxes by at least $17 million over a certain period of time. And then last year, the company got a TIF subsidy for $15 million to renovate the building. So this leads me to my question. Corporations, I think you would agree, perennially engage in these relocation threats to garner these huge tax breaks and concessions from the city and from the state government. And sometimes they even play states off of each other. And I'm wondering if you're aware of any instances in which a government has said, fine, move, we're not going to give you any of that money.
Well, the only thing I could think of right offhand is Mayor Daley, not this one, but the old one, the older old one, a guy named Richard...
Jay Daley,
and he was the father of the last mayor. So there you go, your history lesson for the day, kiddies. I remember the Bears were talking about leaving town, and the old man said, well, let them be the Arlington Heights Bears or some wisecrack like that, and shut that down. And of course, then his son then wasted our tax dollars rebuilding Soldier Field.
Landing a spaceship on Soldier Field, as I recall.
He obviously didn't learn from his father. But no, I can't recall of any. Maybe some of our listeners can say, no, Ben, there was an instance where the town of whatever came in with. I do know this. At one point or another, when I was writing articles about TIF going to help companies relocate to Chicago, I was doing research of, I can't remember which company it was, Dave. I believe it may have been Coors Miller. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, that's the beer company that got TIF dollars to come to Chicago. And I remember whatever company it was, the official in some city in Texas saying, well, we just couldn't compete with Chicago. And that's because they didn't have the TIF slush fund to throw at these guys.
If they did, they would have.
I'm telling you, you got to give Daley credit. He came up with this scam. He milked it for all it was worth, and then when, you know, he was running out of money in there, he said, I'm out of here. I can't throw money around anymore. And so now we have Rahm Emanuel. And the interesting thing is, we have these press conferences in the last week or so, I don't know if you've been paying attention, where Mayor Emanuel trots out some CEO corporation who's announcing he's going to move downtown, all right, and bring with him a certain number of jobs. And then they keep saying, I got him to do this without giving him money. Which is like begs the question, well, why do we ever give these guys money in the first place?
But it's notable that, you know, he's aware that that's an issue and is saying, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, this is where I alluded to previously. One of his things is he's going to, quote unquote, clean up the TIF program, you know, reform it. I'm always dubious when anybody throws that word around, reform. And so presumably reforming it means no more handouts to corporations. I think at the very least it would look unseemly to give public dollars to corporations.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with the CME Group and their posturing about this.
Yeah, you know, you're the first person, I think, who's mentioned the fact that addressed this particular issue, right? But I haven't seen any mention of the TIF subsidy they got or property tax break they got. I know I wrote about it. We discussed it at least twice. But in this current context, I haven't seen any allusion to it. So good job.
You heard it here first.
Man.
Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
This is Dave Glowatz. You've been listening to my interview with Ben Jarofsky. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for other interviews or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.